Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm pretty sure I just injured myself and I'm going to need surgery and maybe an amputation. Let me explain. No, Chris, listen, Chris. Chris played that Metallica song there at the opening of the hour, and I forgot to tell you about a pretty horrific injury I suffered last night. You know, I'm the strong, silent type, right? So whenever I go through something, I'm never going to come here and tell you about it, right? It's just part of who I am as the Shogun and your hero. But so last night, here's what happened. I slept on my arm wrong. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but my bicep is so sore today. It feels like I was doing 1,000-pound curls yesterday, which, let's be honest, wouldn't be surprising. But my bicep is so sore. I forgot that I had an extremely sore bicep. And just now, when Metallica started jamming out, I did the fist pump thing with my right arm. I think I tore the muscle off the bone, Chris. Now, I'm not sure that I'll make it through the show. I can feel it getting black and blue right now. But look, no matter what, I'm going to soldier on. Like, look, just like all those Medal of Honor earners, I'm going to sit here and do radio, right? It's basically the equivalent of it. All right, quit. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have a ton to get to. I am not yet 30 minutes from now. I am going to take your phone calls tonight. Now, I will allow general topics. That's fine. I don't love that, but it's fine. If you get right to the point, that's fine. The purpose of this was, you remember last night, I dedicated much of my show to your stories about what COVID lockdowns and mandates and social distancing did to you and your family. I think that's not enough. Well, it'll never be enough, right? You'll never have enough. I want to dedicate some time tonight. This is not going to happen all the time at all, as you know. I'm going to dedicate some time tonight to you voicing your stories if you want. I think it's powerful to hear not it being read in my voice, even though I have a very sultry voice. I feel like it's more powerful from you, all right? So I'm in a half hour from now, I am going to start taking those, and we'll have those throughout the show. Now, back to this. You remember I've been making a prediction for some time. It stings. I don't love saying it, but in case you're wondering what that prediction is, this was me from September. It's not just that they're trying to destroy Trump, although they're absolutely trying to do it. They're trying to avoid the next guy that comes along, which brings us to Letitia James playing a critical role in all of this. The feds are going to arrest Donald Trump. I'll get to the why in a second. But you can't only rely on an indictment. Donald Trump has a bunch of lawyers, probably good ones. Donald Trump might win, especially because I guarantee the feds don't have anything. You know why I know the feds don't have anything? Because we don't know what they have. If they had anything concrete by now, the FBI would have leaked it to CNN about 35 seconds after they got done with the Mar-a-Lago raid. Instead, we have a bunch of vague stuff and pictures of folders that say classified on the floor. They don't have anything. So maybe Trump gets off. They're not going to stop. It's not going to back them off. They're going to arrest him. They're going to not only arrest him, they're going to arrest him on camera. Got some pushback on that. Not a ton. I'm not worried about the pushback. We definitely got some pushback on that. People saying, Jesse, they would never do it. Jesse, they can't do it. Headline from today. Actually, yesterday. Never mind. Yeah, headline from yesterday, just like I said. GOP bracing for Trump to be indicted after the midterm elections. Members of the former president's party predicted he could be indicted as soon as 60 to 90 days after the November 8th midterm elections. It comes as Trump finds himself embroiled in a litany of state, federal, and congressional inquiries ranging from fraud allegations against his family, real estate empire, to his handling of classified records, to his efforts to overturn the 2020 elections. Quote, a couple weeks after the election, I assume that Attorney General Merrick Garland will indict Trump, one person described as a veteran aide said. Listen. Always remember, this is obviously, it is about Trump, and it's not fair, but life's not fair. And what's being done to Trump is horrible by any measure. But this is about so much more than Trump. Corrupt systems like ours are inevitably going to be challenged by system disruptors. Because when so many people in the society, they don't want to live under the corrupt system, they will choose leaders who will go in and threaten to rip it up and things like that. And you'll have several of these guys. I know you may love Trump, and that's fine. If you do, good for you. That's fine. But you should also understand, you be very aware that Trump is simply the first one. And deserves a lot of credit and respect for that, by the way, being the first one. But he's not the last one. He's the first one. There will be 4, 5, 6, 10 of these guys who will come in the coming years, who will break the mold of the standard loser, low-T GOP, and they will challenge the system. How that ends up, I don't know. Oftentimes that ends up really ugly. If you look at Rome, it ended up with them having a dictator, Julius Caesar. That's how it ended. The quote, right-winger, if that's what you're going to call him, finally, after they killed so many of the other system disruptors, one came up, and I mean, they eventually got him too, but by then it was too late. It was now a place run by the emperors. Donald Trump was the first of the system disruptors, but system disruptors don't have a long shelf life. Look, it's hard to take on the system. Even for a powerful billionaire like Donald Trump, corrupt systems have 1,000 ways to take you down. I mean, I just read a little bit of it in the article. He's facing state, federal, and congressional inquiries. They've come at him from every angle. I've warned you repeatedly about Letitia James in New York and not to ignore that. The feds are coming after him 6 different ways from Sunday. Corrupt systems send everyone at you. And they do it in the dirtiest possible ways because they own all the institutions. One of the more underreported things that's happening out there is Trump can't find legal representation. Don't get me wrong, he has lawyers, but most of the major firms who will be crawling all over themselves to represent a billionaire former president won't represent him because the system has made him such a pariah because he's a system disruptor. They don't want to be attacked from the other parts of the system. That's part of why system disruptors get utterly destroyed in the end. And if we're being frank, it's part of why system disruptors end up being bloodthirsty tyrants in the end, because the beginning ones, the ones early, actually are the softer ones. You think Donald Trump's hard as nails? Donald Trump will look like a puppy dog in hindsight 20, 30 years from now. Donald Trump regularly gives 2-3 day-long interviews to communist apparatchiks from the New York Times to the Washington Post. He'll just sit down with someone who's done nothing but call him the Antichrist for 4 years, and he'll just give him days-long interviews and help him write books. Journalists, let me tell you something. The day's going to come where that guy doesn't sit down for an interview with you. The day's going to come when that guy throws you in prison. And I don't want that, don't get me wrong. I'm not cheering for that. But I do laugh when I see all these whiny American communists talk about how Trump is too mean and Trump is too nice. Trump is an adorable, fluffy puppy dog compared to the system disruptors that come after. Because, look, it's not his fault. As system disruptors arise and then they see how the system destroys them, the next one that arises is inevitably harder, right? And then the system will get him too, whoever that is. And then the next one that arrives will be harder than him. And then the system will get him too. And then the next one will be harder than him. And you see what I mean? Soon you go from Donald Trump, who calls them fake news, to you have a general sending a Marine Corps division into Washington, D.C. That's how that goes. They get bigger, stronger, and faster and meaner as you go along. That's why I do. I get the biggest snicker in the world. Donald Trump's a dangerous Nazi, a threat to democracy. No, he wasn't, but you'll get one. I promise you will. You'll keep slapping down these system disruptors, and you'll keep speaking down to people, telling them that the things they care about, they shouldn't care about, and you're too stupid, and none of this matters. And you'll keep using things like the FBI and IRS to violate people's rights and violate people's rights and violate people's rights. And eventually you will get the monster you've been warning about. You will. You will get it. It's inevitable. Don't believe me? I want you to talk to 10 activist Republicans you know. 10 of them. right? And I don't mean I vote Republican. I mean the guy who's like you. He pays attention, watches the appropriate things on TV. Maybe he listens to this show. I want you to find 10 of them and ask them if they would support a Republican candidate in 2024 who threatened to arrest journalists. Republicans are ready right now. 30 years from now, the tyrant will be here. Let's hope not. It sucks, but he's coming. He's coming. Your emails are coming too. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is time for me to open up the lines. I will get to them in about 10 minutes from now. Hear me out here, and hear me well before you call. Don't call. Hold on one second. You know I don't do a lot of guests, hardly ever, and I definitely don't do a lot of calls because phone calls generally suck. I do, however, want your voice to be heard when you've been wronged by tyrants. And you were wronged by tyrants during COVID. You were wronged by tyrants, Democrats and Republican tyrants. You're fine making general phone calls tonight just because I'm in a very sympathetic mood after that heavy show we did last night. But if you or family members have been wronged by COVID lockdowns, vaccine mandates, or social distancing, and you want your voice heard across the country, you want the country to hear your story, I say your story deserves to be heard, you can call 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. And I know you know that I'm often very harsh with callers. If you're not there, you're taking too long, you're boring, I just hang up on you and move on because nobody's got time for that. Tonight, I'll be a bit more merciful when it comes to that stuff because I want your story told. So if you've been previously intimidated to call because I'm that way, I get that. Tonight, you get your pass. If you have a story you want told, tell it. If you don't want to tell it, I get that. I find these shows, the ones that I do on this stuff that get heavier, I'll be frank with you, I don't love it because I love to laugh and I love to make you laugh and make your day better. But I get so many emails to the show telling me it was hard to listen to, but it helped. Jesse, it helped. I know I'm not alone. It helped me. I'm not alone. It helped me. I'm not alone. So it is therapeutic from people to hear it. So if you want your story told tonight, call and tell it. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Now, I want to talk about something else because election night is 1 week from now. 1 week. I just saw this, and this is about the fourth time I've seen this. One of the biggest elections, biggest states, most important states when it comes to election night is Pennsylvania. It's a critically important swing state. It's just a different place. And of course, we have the Senate race there between Oz and the guy who can't talk by the name of Fetterman. And it's just, it's an interesting place, and it's a critically important race. Pennsylvania is also one of the states that did absolutely nothing to address election security after the 2020 election. Their dirtball governor stopped everything. It's really bad. The Secretary of State, the acting Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, has been out there telling people that it may take days, to get all the results in from Pennsylvania. I know that probably angers you. I know you're probably banging your head off the dashboard right now. But I just want to make sure I remind you of this. I know you know this, but I want to make sure I remind you of this. There are many, many, many developed countries around the world who have election days, and they have all their results in on election day, and they're known that night. There are states across America that have all their results in, all of them, by election night. Florida, famous for this, actually. It's 9, 10 o'clock at night. Florida's results are in, done, vote. We know exactly how it went. If your state has election problems and it takes even an extra day, let alone days, to count all the ballots, It is because your state has cheating, because there's no other explanation for it. It's because Democrats have taken years in your state and watered down the election process to give themselves the ability to cheat in elections. And sadly, Republicans have been so soft and for the most part still are so soft that they won't address this. You know how I know? This is how I know. I still see Republicans out there with the messaging all the time. Everybody should get a vote. It should be easy to vote. No, it shouldn't. You're choosing the leadership of the United States of America. You're choosing the people, the men and women who will go sit in the most powerful legislature in the most powerful nation on the planet. It should be easy? Nope, it shouldn't. Unless you're in the military, your butt shows up on election day with an ID, a government-issued ID in hand, or you don't get a vote. Ah, but Jesse, I sprained my ankle. Tough. Tell someone who cares. Ah, but Jesse, I have to work that day. Tough. Tell someone who cares. But Jesse, I have to drive 50 miles. Don't care. Drag yourself across broken glass to participate in our election. And if you say you can't make it, I say, fantastic. If it's too hard for you to vote, you shouldn't vote. I don't care that it's too hard for you. That means nothing to me. But Jesse, that's mean to these people, or that's mean to that people. Yeah, effective is mean. Remember, I believe in exclusive. So do you. You believe in exclusive for everything you care about. Elections should be exclusive. I flatly reject the everyone 18 should vote. If you had told the founding fathers that living to the age of 18 would give you the right to vote, they would have just handed the British the country back and said, oh gosh, this place is screwed. It's a ridiculous concept. It's bought in by the left and the right. It's absurd. It's absurd. All right. 877-377-4373. It's time for your COVID stories. Now, it's also time for you to stop drying off with crappy towels. I know this because I've had crappy towels. The cheap ones that you go buy at Target. Oh, I've had them all. I know. My pillow. Surprise, surprise, they've figured out a way to make them better than everyone else. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. They have a towel set. And here's the thing. It's normally $89.98. Now, that's worth it, but that's no small feat. But right now, it's $39.98. That's over 50% in savings. You want the best towel set you've ever had? $39.98? That's ridiculous. That's the price of the big box store. Crappy towels. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get the best towel set you can find. The best. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. Don't make the mistake we did and get one set, because then the kids will come steal your set and then you have to buy another set. There's freaking kids of mine. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Your calls, your stories. Next.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, when talking about the horrors of COVID lockdowns and people losing their income and jobs, why did politicians still take their salaries when us working people weren't paying enough taxes to support them? Because we don't punish them for it. I mentioned yesterday, I admitted to you, I wasn't sure I was going to, that I voted early in Texas yesterday. And I didn't vote for any Democrats. Obviously, that's not something I'll be doing. But I also did not vote for every Republican. Man, I got some hate for it. It's fine. Not worried about it. Jesse, you have to. Jesse, there's too much on the line. If I vote for you, I am voting for you so you will go fight the communists on my behalf. I am voting for you to fight for my liberty. If you do not, you do not get my vote anymore. I'm done with that. Unless we start making these people pay, nothing will change. They're not afraid of us anymore. They're not. They think they'll all be reelected every time. And for the most part, they've been right. Until we start punishing them, nothing's going to change. Speaking of which, I asked you, 877-377-4373. Going to do a audio version, a mini audio version here. If COVID lockdowns, vaccine mandates, social distancing hurt you, your family, I want to hear it. Richard, New Jersey, go.
Hi, Jesse. I left New Jersey for South Carolina. I was down in South Carolina for 2 years. I thought COVID mandates were over. I applied and got a position at a major pharmaceutical company. On my first day, I told my manager that I couldn't wear the mask because of a medical condition. At the end of the day, I found out I was fired.
Daggone wrong. I'm sorry, brother. It's just so daggone wrong, man. Barbara, Pennsylvania, go.
Hello, Jesse. So wonderful. Your show is just really great. I love it, and I love to hear you, and it's a privilege to talk with you. And I just wanted to share with you and your audience the terrible tragedy. Last December, my 44-year-old son, who was a husband and a father, and a wonderful father at that. I lost him to COVID. I fought tooth and nail to get him ivermectin in the hospital, and he was denied therapeutics that we know would work. He was also denied the monoclonal antibodies, and I know for a fact that these things have worked and saved other people from terrible, terrible cases of the COVID. Their cases were lessened. My son was denied them. He left behind his wife and two beautiful little boys, 10 and 3 years old.
God have mercy.
I will fight tooth and nail against what they have done. The loss of my son was probably the most horrific thing that could have ever happened in our family.
I am sorry, Barbara. Do you want to say his name? You don't have to, but do you want to say his name?
His name is John. And I actually belong to the Tea Party. And I will do whatever I can to fight for what's right.
God bless you, Barbara. Hang in there. Rest in peace, John. Oh, golly. Two little boys without a dad. Kathy, Westchester, go ahead.
Hi, I have two issues that we got hit with this COVID mess. One was health. Several years ago, my husband and I were both 9/11 responders, and I lost him to this weird cancer. And then right before COVID, I got I didn't get diagnosed. I found a lump in my breast, and for 21 months had telemedicine telling me each month to measure how much bigger it was getting because biopsies were considered elective surgeries in Westchester, and you couldn't go in and find out whether it was. And it turned out 21 months later, when I had a biopsy, I now had two tumors that were started out a little bigger than a pea, that were the size of a ping pong ball, and the second one was 3/4 of the size of a ping pong ball. My daughter now has also got an issue because of COVID. She's checking out colleges, and half of her choices she cannot even apply to because they're still requiring this COVID vaccine. And my solution to this, because I don't believe in just complaining, is I don't understand why these companies, the pharmaceutical companies, got all this immunity because of emergency use authorization. Well, these governors and these state legislatures and everybody else, they don't have immunity. The CDC is not a governing body. They offer recommendations and guidelines. The data that's now coming out offer recommendations and guidelines. And if these politicians continue to go by the CDC, choose that as their recommendations and guidelines, well, then they should be held liable. They don't have immunity from this vaccine and all of this COVID lockdown. And that's when you'll start seeing things change.
100% right.
Ugh. All right, you know what? Do you remember? We're going to pause on these. I'll go back to them in just a second. 877-377-4373. Listeners of the show, regular listeners of the show, will remember last week we had a gentleman call into the show, Nick from Washington. His wife was considering going through with an abortion, aborting their unborn baby. And they had a ultrasound scheduled for this week, and we prayed for that family, and now I see he's on the line with an update, and man, are my fingers crossed. Nick in Washington, go.
Hey, Jesse. Just want to let you know that the answers to our prayers have been met, and my wife said that, you know, she really was sorry for even questioning an abortion. And as soon as we heard the heartbeat, she was all up in arms about it and was ready to go through with it. And when we got home, she called our pastor, and he came over for dinner, and we prayed and cried and really excited now.
Praise God, my brother. Congratulations to you and your bride. Praise God, man. Gosh, we needed that one tonight. Daggone, that is good. That is, that makes me feel good. I believe in this preborn stuff I talked to you about for that reason, by the way. I tell you about preborn a lot. It's the organization that's trying to counter Planned Parenthood and all these pro-abortion places, these abortion clinics. And this is that's what they do. They tell women, hey, here's a free ultrasound. Because when women hear it, I'm telling you, it is a connection from God. When women hear the heartbeat of their baby, it's over. It's over. You take a scared young lady and give her a free ultrasound, now she knows no matter what, she has to protect and nurture that baby, man. That's why I tell you about preborn all the time. By the way, I should mention, if you want to save a life like that, you want to provide an ultrasound like that, $28 saves a life. That's what it costs them to give it to her for free. Preborn.com/Jesse, okay? Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Gosh, that's great news. How about that? I was hoping for that. All right. 877-377-4373. Did these COVID lockdowns hurt you or your family? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, that is great news about Nick in Washington. And that's mixing with the awful news about what COVID has done to you, the lockdowns, the vaccine mandates, the insanity. But these stories need to be told. It's also important that we need to know the President of the United States is undoubtedly a sociopath. This is him from today. Keep in mind, his son died of brain cancer.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. The war in Ukraine. And thinking of Iraq because that's where my son died.
Yeah, his son didn't die in Iraq at all. His son died of brain cancer, actually. And Joe Biden routinely, we've played him for you 1,000 times on the show, routinely uses his son's death, Bo Biden was his name, on the campaign trail as a campaign talking point. And I have not, by the grace of God, lost a child. I think if I did, you would never hear my voice again because I think I would just lay down and die. I don't think I'd be able to go on. But I dang sure don't think I would think to myself, oh, nice, this'll kill on the campaign trail. I bet this would be 5-10 points in the polls. What kind of a sick freak talks like that about his dead son? Hey, thanks for kicking off, Bo. Huge for me. What's wrong with these people, man? Yeah, Richard, San Diego, go.
Yeah, mine's a California story. It's the Gavin Newsom thing. Anyways, by the way, if he ever runs for president, know that this will be his America. My wife's a school teacher, and she obviously, you know, was she had to get her vaccines. Well, so did, you know, I had to get mine as well, being her husband. I, you know, I'd studied up on mRNA, so I was okay. I was a little reluctant to do it, but okay, I don't want my wife to lose her job. So I got the shot, and when I was in there, I fell flat to my face, broke my cheekbone, had a bloody nose, came to, and I had all these medical people next to me, and I was freaking out. I'm like, what the hell was that? Well, it turns out, apparently, I'm allergic to bees, so there is an adverse effect to to that. So if there's anyone out there who's allergic to bees and they get that vaccine, just shot, just know that you stand a chance of falling flat on your face. The part of this story that's disturbing is we had to go back in for my second shot to get my card so my wife wouldn't be fired. I had to get my shot up to a certain time. Well, my blood test hadn't come back to why I fell flat on my face. So all I wanted was an extension, just an extension to the next round of shots so that we can give the school district and they could not exempt me, but buy me a little more time. The hospital was under direction not to give any exception. So I'm like, well, wait a second. We don't know why I fell flat on my face. You're willing to give me another shot without even knowing why I fell flat on my face in the first place?
Good grief. I'm telling you, the medical community in this country, maybe it was a blessing because you can officially consider me suspicious of all of them. I know there are saints out there, but the stories I've heard from nurses, doctors, hospital administrators, of people in the medical profession and the freaking monsters they turned out to be during COVID, the story of COVID is not a story that makes America's medical institutions look good at all. At all. Man, that's terrible. Renee, St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse. So my father was in a nursing home. He had Alzheimer's, and he passed away May 5th of 2020. And so we couldn't visit him anyway because of the lockdowns. But when they called to say that he had passed, my brother lives in Minnesota. My brother was like coming down because he said, we just want to hold his hand. You know, he's already gone. And they said, well, no, we can't allow that. And we said, well, we'll wear a hazmat suit. We'll do whatever. Can we just want to hold his hand. We just want to see him one more time because he was being cremated. And they refused. We had to beg someone to take a picture of his face. And that's what happened to us. So thanks for letting us tell our stories. You're the best, for real.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh. Dude's already dead. They wouldn't let him see his own father. Man alive. You know what? I'll get back to these in a second. Your stories. 877-377-4373. You have your COVID stories? I want to hear them. Talk real quick first about something. You know 1 week from today is Election Day. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. We're all chomping at the bit. I've already voted early. I wish I could go vote again, but I'm not a Democrat. So, but you actually vote every day. You vote every day, every single day with your money. Your money. Because the corporate world has been infected by this communist crap now. They are officially fighting against you, most of corporate America. You vote when you pay your cell phone bill. Who did you vote for? If you voted for Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you voted for them and not you. If you switch to Pure Talk, less than 10 minutes is what it takes on the phone. Switch to Pure Talk. It's not that you just save a fortune and you will save a fortune. My bill got cut in half. I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Every month when I pay my cell phone bill, I'm not funding people who hate me. Are you? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. I'm going to get back to these in a second. 877-377-4373. I did want to point this out real quick, though. It is incredible how comfortable our politicians are now. And I do blame a lot of this for COVID. I do. It is on COVID and how we responded to them on COVID. It is incredible how comfortable they are being tyrants. Just open tyrants. You know what Joe Biden said today on social media? This is verbatim. This is a direct quote from Joe Biden, or whatever lucid human being is actually sending this out for Joe Biden. The oil industry has a choice. Either invest in America by lowering prices for consumers at the pump and increasing production and refining capacity, or pay a higher tax on your excessive profits and face other restrictions. You understand that that's an impeachable offense, right? You're not in a monarchy. We don't have a king here. The president of the United States of America does not, under any circumstances, get to point at an entire industry and blackmail them for any reason. What Joe Biden just did, one social media post, that is more despicable than anything a president has done in quite some time. That's illegal. You are not allowed to do that as president of the United States. Hey, oil companies, I'll raise your taxes if you don't do what I say. This is not a communist country yet. You're not allowed to say that, Mr. President. You're not allowed by law to do things like that. And yet they feel totally comfortable. This just open, naked tyrants now. It sickens me. How comfortable these people are speaking this way. All right. Get to some more of these. 877-377-4373. Your COVID stories. We have to talk about small businesses failing, white suburban women, and recruiting in the military. Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.